best music.
From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye. As though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Keys. The first song I ever heard from them, they've got another record out at the moment, but it put me in mind to play that one. It's not lost any of its original appeal. It was first played to me by the guitarist in my band, Mark Potter. What band are you on about? I'm sure I'll hear you say, well. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everyone. I hope you're all wrapped up in something woolly, but not itchy wool. Nobody can stand that, can they? Something woolly with something warm, or I hope you're under a quilt, or I hope you're in a well-heated office and you should be working. Wherever you are, whenever you are, welcome to the programme. I've got a load of music that I've chosen this week around what I've been doing this week, things that I've been thinking about, songs I've been thinking about while I've been working this week, and also a really nice thing that's happened. About a month ago, I mentioned that country music and folk music has a higher body count than hip-hop in terms of people being murdered in the songs. And nearly all of them are women. Women being murdered, usually for suspected infidelity. They're usually drowned or shot. And I asked you, the listeners, if you would supply examples of women killing men in songs, because I couldn't think of any at the time of my offhand comment. It's been the most popular response we've ever had on the programme. Lots and lots of people getting in touch and recommending songs where women murder their menfolk. Lots of people suggesting the same songs, and I've picked the cream of the crop, and that's the main theme of the show this week. Also, the Beccapedia will be dropping by. with one from my primary school days, actually, that I'd forgotten all about. As I say, lots of song for guy recommendations based around that theme of women murdering men in song. And songs that remind me of this time of year, songs that remind me of the cold. And also, I'm happy to say that Elbow has been commissioned to write the BBC's Olympic theme tune. So when the coverage of the Olympics starts next summer, Elbow's music is going to be accompanying it, which is a great honour, and it's been a fantastic commission. Very, very different from writing an Elbow song off the bat. That would usually involve me wallowing in my own musings for months on end and then experimenting wildly in the studio with other lads. But this has been a very specific commission, and it's been great fun. We've worked with Nick Ingham, who's a fantastic orchestrator, arranger and composer. He's been basically turning it into an orchestra piece. We've been working with the BBC Philharmonic, who are just the greatest orchestra. They're absolutely amazing. And we got to work at Abbey Road again, which is just marvellous. It's just so full of magic, that place. I talked briefly to Nick about Abbey Road's proposed closure. He said it was all to do with people wanting money back, so they threatened to close it with absolutely no intention of closing it. We were in Abbey Road Studio 2, where this next song was recorded. Yeah, a great way to start the programme, I think. Ladies and gentlemen, The Beagles.
Got to
The Beatles and Come Together, recorded in Abbey Road Studio 2, where I was lucky enough to be working yesterday, with a huge choir that are also going to be on Elbow's Olympic theme tune for the BBC coverage. An amazing choir, the Olympic Choir they're called. They've been pulled together by our friend Wendy from lots and lots of different choirs. And when you're working with that many people in a studio and instructing them on how you want them to sing and what you want them to sing, it's somewhere between a gig and a recording session. You do feel like you're on stage a little bit. But me and Nick Ingham, the wonderful man who's arranged a lot of the song for us, got a bit of a comedy double act working out there. It's a little bit too Ronnie. He's a little bit little and large. Him being little and me being large. The main theme of this week's show, however, is lady killers. That's not killers of ladies, but ladies who are killers in folk and country music. I was asking you for suggestions of songs, and Ian McPhee, Michael Torrance, Kaz and Simon all came up with Frankie and Johnny. I'm going to read you Ian from Nottingham's email. He says, "You mentioned last Sunday you couldn't think of any song where a female subject had done away with her man. You must have forgotten about Frankie and Johnny. It's from the 1920s at least, and if you enter the title search into Wikipedia, you'll see it's been covered by at least 256 artists. Both Michael Torrance and Ian McPhee recommend Taj Mahal's version, and that's the one I've gone with because I really like it. It's not called Frankie and Johnny, however, in Taj Mahal's version. It's called Frankie and Albert. And if you played me this song cold and asked me who was singing, I might have said that it was M. Ward. It sounds a lot like M. Ward. But then again, I'm not familiar with Taj Mahal's work. Here's his version, and it's the first of our lady killers. That's killers that are ladies. It's Frankie and Albert. Here we go.
Frank and Albert were sweethearts. Lordy, how they could love. Vowed to love one another, baby, beneath the stars above. It was a man, and he was doing the wrong. Frankie went down to the ballroom, get herself a bucket of beer. Said to the love bartender, say, hey, my loving baby. Yeah, it was my man. Bartender say, Miss Frankie, honey, I can't tell you no lie. You left here about an hour ago with that hussy named Nellie Bly. It was your man. He was doing you wrong. Frankie, she cried, Lordy, what have I done? I done give no love to this man. He done took my love and run. It was my man, and he was doing me wrong. Alpha saw Frankie coming. He said, oh, Lord, baby, don't you shoot. Well, you know, out from under that red kimono, the gun went Rudy Tutu. She shot that man. He was doing it wrong. Boo-hoo, 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 boo-hoo. Frankie said, baby, what have I done? You know I shot the only man I love. The Colt 41, he was my man. And he was doing it wrong. Play it for a while. Chef, come clip to 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 the trail. I say, look at Frank, I'm gonna tell you to shot your man. I'm gonna have to put you in the county jail. Talking about that man, and he was doing it wrong. Frank, she laid in the jailhouse. Now you know he ain't no one to go up there. But you know Big Jim say, honey, I'm working on you. Try to get you out of that jail. Tell about your man, cause you were doing it wrong. story go on. Frankie and Elmer were sweethearts. Lordy, how they could love. Vowed to love one another underneath the stars above. Talking about that man. Cause he was doing it wrong.
On the 12th of December, my true love said to me, why don't we start Christmas early with a week of live music and free downloads for the listeners?
Lauren Laverne.
Every day next week, Christmas comes a little earlier on 6 Music, with Christmas sessions from Michael Kiwanuka, Tim Wheeler and Emmy the Great, Smith and Burrows, and Scala and Kalachny Brothers. Plus, I have an MP3 festive giveaway, with 5 specially recorded Christmas covers from the likes of My Morning Jacket and The Kills. To find out how you can download them for free and more about the live sessions, go to the 6 Music website now.
Lauren Laverne.
Every morning next week from 10 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter
and the antimatter.
Now then, by the mid-1980s, the days of vinyl as a mainstream medium may have been numbered. But the decade that began with records and ended with CDs was also the decade of the 12-inch remix. Advances in recording technology made the manipulation of recorded sound easier than ever before. Combined with the proliferation of synthesizers and samplers, suddenly the ability to extend and deconstruct music was only limited by the producer's imagination. One of the most memorable songs of that period was Two Tribes by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. It captured the zeitgeist with its portrayal of warring superpowers and dire predictions of nuclear annihilation. Although it was powerful and striking as a single, it was the 4 12-inch remixes that had the most impact, laying bare the many layers of sound, from air raid sirens and an almost convincing Ronald Reagan, to the chilling voice of Patrick Allen, the man from the Protect and Survive public information films, giving instructions on how to dispose of dead bodies, all set to an urgent, insistent beat. These were way beyond merely dance floor remixes, and 28 years later, although music and the way we listen to it may have changed, they still stand up as hypnotic, unsettling, and powerful political statements. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Pronounce his guilty 1,000 times over.
for the goddess of the eternal court of history will smile and tear to tatters the brief of the state prosecutor and the sentence of this court, for she acquits us. Condemn me. Condemn me. Condemn me. History will absolve. Singing, this will be the day that I die. Nobody turns up.
If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. If the mother or any other member of the family should die whilst in the shelter, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. If your grandmother or any other member of the family should die while identification purposes.
It's enough to make you wonder sometimes if you're on the right planet.
the air attack warning, you and your family must take cover at once. Do not stay out of doors. If you are caught in the open, lie down. And now, here is a reminder about fallout warnings. When fallout is expected, you will hear three bangs in short succession, like this. In some areas, the warning may be given by means of three gongs, like this. Or you may hear three whistles. All these three types of sounds indicate that fallout is expected. Hear them, you must stay in the safest position in the house. Keep the door shut. Do not go outside the house until you are told it is safe. Here is the all clear. When you hear this sound, you can leave your car.
Two Frankies in a row. First of all, you heard Frankie and Albert by Taj Mahal, and then that was Frankie Goes to Hollywood and the remix of Two Tribes, as chosen by the wonderful Beckopedia. So the theme of the programme is when occasionally women kill men in old music. Bessie Smith, this is absolutely fantastic, actually. Bessie Smith's Send Me to the Electric Hair. Send Me to the Electric Chair, even. This was recommended by Hillary. And the lyric in here, I mean, she really gets stuck in. The lyric in here that I like is, I cut him with my Barlow, I kicked him in the side, I stood there laughing over him while he wallowed round and died. Here's Bessie Smith begging the judge to send her to the electric chair. Cheers, Hillary.
Judge, give me judge.
Bessie Smith and Send Me to the Electric Chair. Thanks to Hillary for that Song for Guy recommendation. New music now. Laura Gibson. The album's called Le Grand. This is, or Le Grand, if you like. This is the title track. Laura Gibson wrote this in Le Grand, which is in Canada. And she's helped out on this album by Calexico's Joey Burns, the Dodo's Merrick Long and Logan Krieber, and the Decemberists' Nate Query and Jenny Conley. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a fantastic record. Anyway, here's the title track. Laura Gibson, this is out on the 2nd of January, and this is Le Grand. Gibson and Le Grand. That's out on the 2nd of January. This time of year, it going dark when it does really, really early evening, if not late afternoon, always reminds me of when I lived in Bolton for a year with my sister. I will have been about 20, maybe even 19, and to get from where the band were rehearsing 3 days a week, which was in Monty's nightclub in Bury. We were rehearsing in the function room because he had a very generous owner in those days. I used to get the 524 bus that went over the hills. The lovely thing about it was that you got to see commuter traffic in all its glory winding through the Pennines. That white light, red light stripe just spiralling away into the distance, especially as you top the hill into Bolton. It was always cold. I was always freezing on the back of the bus, but the view was incredible. And it was around the time that this record came out, so I always think of it. If anyone from Monty's in those days is listening, thank you for indulging us in what was at the time really dreadful music, sort of terrible white funk with a Latin flavour. We didn't know what we were doing, I have to say. But yeah, thank you very much. This is dedicated to you. This is Portishead and Rhodes.
Storm in the morning light. From this moment, how can it feel this wrong?
Marvellous. I'm also going to dedicate that song to Nick, who I've been working with this week, because he did the orchestrations for that amazing gig that Portishead did in New York when their second album was released. I don't know if you ever saw that. I think you can still buy that on DVD, and it's well worth a watch. But yeah, for Nick Ingham, who's a very good friend as well as a trusted colleague. So, the theme is women murdering men in song. Both Emma Farrer, who catalogues programmes for the BBC, including this one, make sure that people in the future know what it was and what I was talking about, what I was blithering on about week in, week out. Both Emma Farrer and somebody called Jenny recommended Henry Lee by Nick Cave featuring Polly Harvey. Here we are, another murderous tune.
Get down, little Henry Lee, and stay all night with me. You won't find a girl in this damn world that will compare with me. The wind did howl, and the wind did blow. La 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 la, la.
And I won't get down and stay all night with thee. For the girl I have in that merry green land, I love fair better than thee. And the wind did howl, and the wind did blow.
La 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 la, la 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 la.
A little bird let down on Henry Lee. She leaned herself against a fence just for a kiss or two, and with a little penknife held in her hand, well, she plugged him through and through. And the wind did roar, and the wind did moan.
La 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 la, la 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 la.
A little bird let down on Henry Lee.
Come take him by his lily white hands, come take him by. Flesh drops from your bones for the girl you have in a merry green land. Can wait forever for you to come home.
The wind did howl, the wind did moan.
La 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 la, la 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 la.
A little bird let down on Henry Lee.
Relieved by Nick Cave with Polly Harvey there, as recommended by Emma Farrer and Jenny.
over on BBC Radio 4, The Infinite Monkey Cage with Robin Ince and Brian Cox.
Right, Brian, we're meant to be back for a new series of Infinite Monkey Cage, but I've already heard that the laws of physics have been broken by some Italians. Is this right?
Yeah, actually, we are going to record this series next year and broadcast it last year.
Science with a sense of humour.
Is it Infinite Monkey Cage or The Infinite Monkey Cage?
What does the difference make whether it's The Infinite Monkey Cage or Infinite Monkey Cage?
It's all about the detail, Robert, detail. It's not like comedy.
The Infinite Monkey Cage over on BBC Radio 4 this afternoon at 4:30.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros are one of the bands that my mate Chris Devlin bangs on about all the time. I do absolutely love it, and it took me a while to listen to it because Chris is one of those people with a voracious appetite for new music. He runs the Coffee Pot on Stevenson Square in Manchester, which is a funky little cafe where lots of arty types hang out shoulder to shoulder with the great British public, normal people. And Chris is the proprietor, very funny and generous man. And yeah, lots of love to you. And thanks for turning me on to this tune. It was also recommended to the show by Joseph Blair via email. And if you have a song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Here's Edward Sharpe and Carries On.
One love. carries on.
Lifted the spirits, didn't it? Edward Sharp and Carries On. But back to more murder. Steve Olsen got in touch and said, "Hi Guy, there is indeed a song dealing with a woman killing a man, and it's a country song, albeit an old country one, To Love Is To Bury from Cowboy Junkies off their seminal album, The Trinity Session. All the best, Steve Olsen from County Durham." I wasn't aware of this tune, Steve, so I gave it a listen. It mentions a river, and it mentions openly weeping by a river. And there's an Elbow song that does that as well, which is imaginatively titled The River. There you go. These are the kind of thrilling coincidences that keep my mind alive when making this programme for you. But here's the Cowboy Junkies with To Love Is To Bury. Cheers, Steve. Junkies and To Love Is To Bury. I met up with my friend Josh T. Pearson, who I'm absolutely overjoyed to say won Rough Trade Album of the Year this year, and so he should. He's a really old friend of mine. He wears a Stetson, he wears a long beard, and he's beautifully thin. He's a real scrawny, lovely, handsome man, and a very old mate of mine. He's great. He told me a joke about Willie Nelson, which I'm afraid I really can't repeat over the air. But in lieu of that,
I once heard a story about, you know, occasionally religious icons appear in tomatoes or on walls or in potatoes or broken bits of bread, and people travel miles to witness these miracles. Well, Jesus's face started appearing on the side of a church somewhere in Spain, and thousands of people gathered until it was discovered that they'd just whitewashed over a Willie Nelson poster and the ink was beginning to bleed to the surface. While you're giggling at that amazing anecdote, let me offer you the opportunity to cry with Willie himself.
Just watch the sunrise on the other side of town. Once more I've waited, and once more you've let me down. This would be a perfect time for me to die. I'd like to take this opportunity to cry. You gave your word, now I'll return it to you with this suggestion as to what you can do. Just exchange the words I love you to goodbye, while I take this opportunity to cry. I'd like to see you, but I'm afraid I don't know wrong from right. And if I saw you, would I kiss you? I want to kill you on sight. It's been a long night, so I think I'll go home and feed my nightmares. They've been waiting all night long. They'll be the last ones to tell me goodbye. And they'll give me many opportunities to cry.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
my window. It's cold and it's wet out there. Close those curtains, wrap up warm. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. That's half of the finest hour, it being cheekily 2 hours long. And that song was by The Concretes in an earlier guise. That's Chico. I love it. Really simple, really beautiful. And I do love Victoria's voice. It's amazing. The theme of this week's show, after a comment I made about a month ago about there being way too many women being murdered for infidelity or even suspected infidelity in country music, the theme of this week's show is ladies killing men in songs, or if you like, lady killers. This next one is from Amy Levere. It's called Killing Him, and it was recommended by two people, Plenty Much UK, I'm not sure that's his real name, and Jason Land. Also, let me see if I can find... Excuse me. No, I've lost the email. I've lost the email. Let's hear the song, and I'll see if I can find it while it's on. Amy Levere and Killing Him. Another tune now about on the same subject, women killing their male lovers, is Miss Otis Regrets. I know this is a favourite of my best buddy Pete Jobson, so it's for him. But it's been recommended by so many people, including Neil Woodford, Teresa Heapy, Amy Timms and Helen Rose. And Teresa's email says, on the subject of women killing their men in songs, you've got to have Miss Otis Regrets. Of course, poor old Miss Otis is hanged at the end, but she does get to shoot her lover beforehand, and it's an amazing song too. Ella does a brilliant, heartbreaking version of it. All the best, Teresa. Let's hear that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Ella Fitzgerald. Thank you.
regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, madam, they strung her. She's unable to lunch today. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Ella Fitzgerald and her version of Miss Otis Regrets. I think that's enough murder for this week. Thank you very much for everyone who got in touch on this subject, though. I'm glad it was so popular, and thanks for setting me straight on the subject. Let's lighten the mood with something from Rufus Wainwright. My mate Rufus, I've not seen him for ages, and this is called Greek Song, and it makes me grin from ear to ear.
Turn me on, you turn me on, you have to know.
Greek song by Rufus Wainwright. Wistful, wonderful, timeless music. And you know, wistful, wonderful, timeless music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim was written in 1934 by Ray Noble and became a standard for romantic crooners both in Britain and the States. A gentle, tender, innocent delight, it was embraced by misty-eyed lovers everywhere and hunted relentlessly by the audio assassins. First, in an evil act of musical torture, the David Rose Orchestra, armed with cringeworthy keyboards and simpering strings, trapped it in a lift and then subjected it to an enforced foxtrot that had it battering the walls in a desperate attempt to escape. As it prized open the doors and ran from the building, the shadowy figure of Edward Woodward appeared on a nearby rooftop and, with an ominous warble, took aim, fired, and missed. Then, backed by a completely synthesized, easy listening track, including dreadful double bass alike and horrific pitch-bent harmonica, merciless Michael Pato piled on the agony with a long, drawn-out vocal that left it stretched to twice its normal length, ducking through the doorway to get away. But when Ray Killer Conniff, supported by brutal brass and sycophantic singers, grabbed his trombone and prepared to blow this beautiful ballad sky high, it was murder. Oh no, please stop, yuck, Nat?
The very thought of you and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king and foolish though it may seem to me. That's everything, the mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
Thank you. the mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
Nat King Cole's version of The Very Thought of You, written in 1934 by Ray Noble. More Moida next week.
From the 12th of December, my true love said to me, why don't we start Christmas early with a week of live music and free downloads for the listeners?
Lauren Laverne.
Every day next week, Christmas comes a little earlier on Six Music, with Christmas sessions from Michael Kiwanuka, Tim Wheeler and Emmy the Great, Smith and Burrows, and Scala and Kalachny Brothers. Plus, I have an MP3 festive giveaway, with five specially recorded Christmas covers from the likes of My Morning Jacket and The Kills. To find out how you can download them for free and more about the live sessions, go to the Six Music website now.
Lauren Laverne.
Every morning next week from 10 on BBC Radio Six Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
Do you own the album Vacati Mesh by Grizzly Bear? I urge you to buy it if you don't. And the other album of theirs that I really love is called Yellow House. Off the top of my head, I'll check that while we listen to this. Anyway, this is from Vacati Mesh. It's called I Live With You, and it's the wonderful Grizzly Bear.
Thank you.
Grizzly Bear and I Live With You from the album Vacatimest. So much care and attention gone into the chord progressions and the recordings of Grizzly Bear's work. I think they're just magical. I appreciate a lot of music for how much goes into it and for how much care and attention and detail, like I do with Grizzly Bear. But I also love music that feels really spontaneous and really easygoing. And I think the king of that is my friend Hal Gelb. If you don't know Hal Gelb, you might know him as Giant Sand. He's got tons of records out and they're all brilliant. He's got a real playful way with words, but he's also a great musician. See what you make of this one. Follow the lyric and try and imagine him sat at the piano writing this exactly as it comes to his head and just putting it out there. I think this is a very, very spontaneous song and I shall check with him next time we speak. Ladies and gentlemen, Howie Gelb and Thelonious.
That he probably stole. Wish there were a Duke Ellington. Like I wish we'd never get old. The tongue is talking like glue now. Like it had no choice or nothing else to do.
Thelonious by Howie Gelb from his album The Listener, which you must check out. I like the theme of the album as well. It's about somebody who goes around working class America listening to everyone. Speaking of listening, let's have another listen to the weather. Oh, it's grim out there. The rains are coming down and it's cold. Make sure you feed the birdies in this weather, everyone. They need all the help they can get. Ah, yes. Speaking of birdies, we got a cat, Emma and I, recently, and I'm torn because the thing wants to go out all the time, our Jocelyn. And I know if I let her out, she's a killer. She's going to have one of the birdies. So we've stopped ground feeding all the birdies in our garden. But I'm torn. Please don't email in on the subject. I won't read them. It's too painful. Too raw, man. Too raw. Anyway, it's going to snow soon, and I much prefer that to the rain. I think I like any weather as long as it's... How British of us to discuss the weather. Let's put a stop to it right now. The Bee's Sunshine Hit Me reminds me of a very exciting point in my life when things started moving for Elbow and it was looking like we were going to get our first album away. At the same time as that was happening, I was working with I Am Clute on their first record, and our careers have run parallel ever since, and I'm very happy to say I've managed to produce them a number of times since. Craig and I from Elbow were both going to produce their next record as well, and the demos that the lads are working up at the moment are just stunning. It's going to be a really special record. I think John Brownwell's one of the best songwriters we've got, and this is some of his best work. It really is. Anyway, this record by The Bees was on the same label, I Love You, which was part of... My goodness, I've forgotten. What were they called? I can't remember the name of the label. But I Love You was a subsid of it, and the Bees were on there when they brought this record out. The album's called Sunshine Hit Me, but this record's called Lying in the Snow.
It's so just looking at it from the window, only the young ones know. So why'd you make us sing this song? When will it go?
bees and lying in the snow. Memories in the corner of my, this is a routine my mum and my brother do. I remember you, you're the one that, oh, what was it now? Come on. It goes on, and they're much better than me. Joni Mitchell is like my auntie or a sister that I never met. And if I need fixing for any reason, if I need, if I'm tired or if I'm far from home or if I'm ill or anything, a bit of Joni sorts me out, especially when she sings like she does on this song.
The Minus is loveless, he talks to the land, and the leaves fall and the pond overrises. She don't know the system, plus she don't understand. She's got all her own fuses and splices. She's not gonna fix it all too easy. The masking tape tangles, it's sticky and black, and the copper proud-headed Queen Lizzie conducts little charges that don't get charged back. Well, the technical manual's busy. She's not gonna fix it all too easy. And she holds out a flashlight and she shines it on me. She wants me to tell her what the trouble might be. Well, I'm learning it's peaceful with a good dog and some trees out of touch with the breakdown of this century. They're not gonna fix it all too easy. We once loved together and we output electricity, but the lines overloaded and the sparks started flying and the loose wires were lashing out at me. She's not gonna fix that up too easy, but she holds out her candle and she shines it in and she begs him to show her how to fix it again. While the song that he sang her to soothe her to sleep runs all through her circuits like a heartbeat. She's not gonna fix it all too easy.
Joni Mitchell and For the Roses, Electricity, that's called. If you've not got For the Roses, I recommend it. Everybody says, Blue, best album she ever did. I beg to differ. I think For the Roses is better.
This is an announcement from the BBC to citizens of the United Kingdom. We must unite and hold strong against the forces of evil that threaten to dismantle our way of life and occlude our enjoyment of the simple things. TV talent shows, council bin collections, argumentative children, running out of brown sauce and milk for our cups of tea. Now more than ever, we must meet with triumph and disaster and treat both imposters the same and know in our collective heart that we, the Breakfast Early Risers, will keep calm and carry on.
Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show, weekday mornings from 7.
Fighting them on the beaches.
On BBC Radio.
6.
Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
I found this next tune because the lovely people at FOP put recommendations on certain albums, and it'll say, you know, the manager of this store or one of the checkout guys in this store recommends this album, and they'll personally write why they love an album. So based on that, I got the very imaginatively titled, very cockily titled, Everybody Digs Bill Evans by Bill Evans. I want to release a record called Everybody Digs Guy Garvey one day, but I wouldn't get away with it. Anyway, maybe Bill Evans got away with it because of pieces of music like this next beautiful thing. Please relax, everybody, especially if you're listening on a Sunday night as this programme's broadcast. Wrap up warm. This is Peace, Peace. Thank you. Peace Peace by Bill Evans. I absolutely love it, and it's perfect Sunday night music. I'm sure you'll agree. There you go. Have you got any perfect Sunday night music for me? Let's make that a very specific Song for Guy request. Perfect Sunday night music, please. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. I'm going to end the programme where I began the programme, in Abbey Road Studio 2. Not with the Beatles, but with Pink Floyd. This record was made in Abbey Road during 1972 and 1973. It's Dark Side of the Moon. You never really hear it on 6 Music, which is surprising because it's kind of a staple alternative record, isn't it? I mean, I know it's huge, it's never been out of the charts, but there's no denying it's experimental and informative and trailblazing nature. One of the reasons you don't hear it on the radio might be because it's impossible to know when to start and stop playing it. You could play one track, but that doesn't feel right because they all blend into one another. It's a suite. So here is Breathe, followed by as much of On The Run as we can fit in before I have to bring the programme to a close for the week. Please enjoy Abbey Road Studio 2 and Pink Floyd. Well, that's as much as we can get away with, I'm afraid. Thank you very much to Michelle and Peter and Ian and everyone who helped support the show together in the swanky new building, Media City, in Manchester. Thanks to everybody from the choir and the BBC Phil that have helped us making this Olympic tune, which you will hear in the next few months, I'm sure. Thanks to Beccapedia for her contributions, and thanks to everybody who sent in your murderous lady suggestions. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week, everyone.
From one, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
I only stopped to start again, so gather around and tell your friends that this is Culture Clash Radio. Get ready for a kaleidoscope of chilled out sounds across time, space and genres. We're talking Lou Reed, Black Uhuru, Amy Winehouse and Naz, Stateless, Alpines and Jeb Loy Nichols, to name just a few. So for the next 60 minutes, put the world on hold and let me set the scene with the Sneaker Pimps. Six Underground.
To go.